listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening, good day, good morning, good night, wherever you are. This is Spirit of Life service for Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, hello. Good to be here again.
Yes, and tonight we are going to be discussing spirituality. We're going to get to that in a moment. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this program, we have other educational programs as well, EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, healing, and several other specializations, paranormal science included. And then we also have ICHSWorld.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses. And coming up in the next month or two, we will have a new university with a little bit of a different focus, which we'll talk about more down the road a little bit. So to get us going, I'd like to briefly read an abbreviated version of our nine principles of belief. This kind of sets the tone and reminds everybody why we do this. Number one, do no harm, do right. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number four, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number five, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number six, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Number seven, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. Number eight, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And number nine, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. You can find these nine principles of belief in their full form as well as an expanded form at our main website. It's metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right, so tonight we'd like to welcome all those of you who are listening to us live, as well as those listening to the archive of this. It's nice to have those live listeners with us tonight. And we will be talking about spirituality and how to enhance it as tonight, part of tonight's program. We'll talk about that for a few minutes, and then we will get into our In Spirit forum where people can comment if they want. You can call in. The numbers are on your screen. Michael Kelly will be screening your calls and taking your calls, so you get to talk to him if you want to call in. And we'll also take requests through the chat room if you want a card pulled for you or two. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Have I missed anything so far in the introductory comments? I don't think so.
I don't think so. A little teaser there about our new school coming up, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody stay tuned. It's a teaser.
Yep, we're looking away. All right.
You know, talking about spirituality, it's a fascinating topic, and we're going to have an open discussion tonight. Please feel free, anybody, join in the chat, call in. Be happy to hear your comments or any questions that you might have. We're just sharing perspectives here.
All right, so let's start out with the dictionary definition of what is spirituality. I mean, we all kind of know what it is, but have you ever stopped and wondered, well, what exactly is it? Well, even the dictionary definition is a little bit vague, but here's what it says. The dictionary says the state or quality of being dedicated to God, religion, or spiritual things or values, especially as contrasted with material or temporal ones. And temporal means the present. So, you know, as opposed to life after death, things like that. So that kind of gives us a starting point. Obviously, you can be spiritual without being religious. So that's what I want to invite our listeners, just take a moment. What exactly does it mean to be spiritual? Well, let's talk about what does it mean to not be spiritual. Think about that for a minute. We would probably characterize somebody who's not spiritual as really not caring about, I suppose, the deeper things of life, the less known things. They're more in, you know, they focused on the here and the now and don't really look to the future or the past, or just, you know, the thing that comes to my mind is just, you know, like animals, are they spiritual beings? Well, that could be a subject for another one, another program, but you know, I think in my cats here, they're kind of focused on the here and the now and whether I'm eating or sleeping or other things, you know. But human beings have the capacity for a greater extent of spirituality, at least expressed. And that's at least where I'm going. Dr. Hunter, you can jump in and express
you you asked a really profound question. What is it to not be with a spirituality? What is it to not have that sense of questioning who you are, the universe, humanity? That's how I would take that. I think that's a really big question. You know, when somebody is acting without a sense of spirit, I suppose, that's really... would those be people who are determinists, for instance? Would those be people who, well, I call them flatliners myself, to be honest. It's kind of a two-dimensional world, you know. It's just kind of going through life without any sense of, you know, I can't even say that. I was going to say a sense of fulfillment, but that's not true. I suspect that determinists believe they have a sense of fulfillment. But what is it then that would fulfill them? You know, we talk about love, really. I think love and spirituality go in the same sentence together. Myself, but then what kind of love would that be? Because we see a lot of religious people who don't behave, in my view, with a sense of spirituality. It's very it's very linear and you know, two-dimensional. It doesn't seem to be, I think spirituality is being able to question who you are.
Well, I agree with that. That's certainly one aspect of it. And just for the FYI, for those of you who may not know what determinism is, that simply means determinists believe that there's no free will. Everything was predetermined. It's like predetermination almost. It's preordination. Everything was determined prior. So whether you are a good person or a bad person, it was already predetermined. You have no control over it. So hence you have no free will. If you're a criminal or a sociopath, that's just, it was all pre-decided for you. So you know, there's a lot of moral issues with determinism. It obviously keeps people from taking personal responsibility for their actions. So that's not what this program's about, but just an FYI on what exactly it is. So question who you are. I mean, think about the big three questions, right? Who are we? Where are we going? Where do we come from? Those are all spiritual questions. They're also metaphysical questions. Metaphysical means beyond the physical, beyond physics. It's the stuff that we can't pin down with objective science. It's like life after death. Does it exist? Well, nobody can prove that it does, but we have some great rationally objective proof, if you will, rational proof that it does. There's just too many different pieces that we can't explain otherwise. So, and you know, one of the things that I, just throwing this in real quick, one of the things that I just can't make any sense out of the fact that we come here, we spend 70, 80 years, if that, on this planet. We have other loved ones, including pets, who pass, and that's it? That's all we can expect from this? Well, determinists and materialists would say yes, but people with a spiritual sense have to say, you know, there's something beyond this. There's got to be something more to this. It makes no sense. This just doesn't make any sense. So that's part of spirituality, a big part of it, to ask those existential questions. Spirituality, existentialism, you know, being existential. That simply means existence.
Well, I think a lot of people in this day and age are seeking a sense of spirituality, that fulfillment. When you have done all that you think you're supposed to in life, you know, you get the, you pass the grades, get an A, you know, or not, and you get rewarded, go to school, you're post-secondary, you get a job, you know, what is it, 2.3 kids, a house and a garage, and now what? You know, it's that drive to achieve and fulfill whatever it is that you're taught. And understandably, society says this is what it takes to partake. This is what it takes, you know, to be a part of society and humanity. You do all the right things, and there's still that something's missing. Something's really missing in there. Why do I feel unhappy? You know, I think people are always longing for that, you know, that rush and when you fall in love and all the butterflies. But that only ever happens once when you're an adolescent, you know. Everything's waking up. So it's that quest of what is the feeling, you know, that feeling that human beings are looking for. And that's the question we've been asking since the beginning of time of, you know, what about the stars and the universe and all those other questions. So once you've finished doing everything you think you're supposed to in life, you're still left with the question of, so now what? And where is that? And I think this is where some people then say reincarnation equals spirituality. You know, if our spirit is continually going, which is another discussion in itself, but it's the view that people might have in this quote-unquote New Age movement that's been happening. But, you know, that's been happening since the beginning of time, too. It's just usually been underground, you know, these little pockets of subcultures and people, but who were largely in history ostracized or, you know, punished for being outside the common frame of the society. But now we're more in the open. We have, you know, gee, we have the internet. You know, we've got some mass communication to start talking with one another and saying, hey, I'm not alone. And, of course, now we get different pockets of subcultures, each with their own view of what spirituality might be to every individual. Some people feel really spiritual going to yoga. You know, some people feel connected with a spirituality just by taking meditation classes. Well, I would suggest that spirituality, in my view, is being able to live life in a full way, knowing who you are and having that deeper sense of knowing who you are and that you're connected with all the universe. So it's, although it can be heightened or activated in yoga, heightened and activated more in meditation, it really is something that we're to live every moment of the day, knowing that we are connected with all living beings, all creatures, all Earth, all the universe, and that there's this force of energy. And that's knowing that we are multidimensional. That's the way I see it. So when we're experiencing all of our human stuff, because we do, we know it's just a part of the whole picture, and we got to take those rides, if you will, but that we're still a spirit and a body, that's what sustains me in my whole life, that no matter what I'm going through in life, I do know it's temporary. It sucks, but it's temporary because there's this other, bigger, fuller connection, and we're always this ever-changing energy source, if that makes any sense. I hope that didn't turn into a big lecture, but it's everybody has their own view, and I was just expressing my own then.
And that's what I wanted to capitalize on, too, that different things can be spiritual for different people. You know, your work can be greatly spiritual to you if that's what you find in it. I mean, and I think you brought up some good points, how people will get so focused on success in a career and so forth, and then they realize one day, gee, you know, I'm not really fulfilled. Something is missing in my life. Something spiritual. And that's where religion comes in a lot. And you hear that story a lot with those who convert over to some religion, you know. Well, you know, I had all this success and something was missing in my life and I found out it was God. I accepted Lord Christ in my heart. Now I'm spiritual. you know, but they don't go beyond those questions, because that stuff, once you start using logical thought along with it, those that no longer makes sense. So what is spiritual for us, and how can we enhance our spirituality? And here's a couple of my own suggestions. And by the way, if you have a comment you'd like to make and you're listening to this live program, type it in the chat or give us a call. The number is there on your screen, 646-668-2876. My recommendations for spiritual is to pay attention to what's around you. It's called mindfulness. Pay attention to what's going on around you, not only with life, with the world, but with people. Empathize with the human condition. You look at those people who tick you off, who annoy you. They're all going through their stuff, just like you're going through your stuff. And how many times do we perhaps annoy or tick off people unknowingly because we're so focused on what we're going through, our own adversity, our own issues, or whatever it is. So open up your mind and open up your heart to understand that people are generally doing the best they can with the knowledge, experience, and a level of awareness that they possess at this moment, with the level, the resources that they have at the moment. A lot of times we can just mess up. We become less aware. We get so focused. We get the blinders on. We're only looking at ourselves. We're taking ourselves way too seriously. And we need to get past that. Open up your mind. Open up your heart. What is life all about? What's life about for you? What's going on in your world and the people in your world that you could just go up and give them a good word of encouragement? It's one of the most important things you can do. Smiling at people can be a spiritual experience. It's lightening our load, understanding that we're all here. We don't have all the answers. We're trying to get along as best we can. Yes, some people make it harder, but that's because they lack awareness. They don't know any better. They don't know that they don't know. And that's why we keep saying on this program, you got to know who you are and why you are who you are. What is your purpose in life? You know, people say, what's the purpose of life? That's the wrong question. The question is, what's your purpose? You're the one who figures that out. There's not one size fits all when it comes to purposes. So whatever brings meaning and purpose to your life is for you to decide. And you'll get to that, and you have to work toward that by opening your mind.
You know, if I can just inject here, everyone is on their own journey, their own stage of evolution, and we all kind of see life through our own eyes based on our experiences and our, you know, basically our environment. If that's all you know, then that's all you know. And it just brought to mind a story I was told today about a young family whose child had leukemia, and through a lot of trial and error and pain and suffering, of course, the child came through it. And this family truly believes that God healed their child, because they reached out in their desperation. They reached out in that, having not been hit with anything like this before, their only frame of reference was to reach out to God. And since then have become, I guess I'm told, quite, you know, converted Christians. But that is their frame of reference. And we have to have a lot of compassion for this and understanding that in this time is their stage of evolution, so to speak, and the only thing they knew about. Because, you know, it's what Dr. Kelly was just saying a minute ago, they don't know that they don't know. If that's the only thing you know, then that's what you're going to reach to. And what we like to impart to people and really encourage is that maybe there's more. You know, maybe there's something else, something greater. And what we hope to do is keep educating people, keep educating each other, not by giving unsolicited advice by any stretch, but to, and that's why we do this show. You know, it's we want to help educate people and open their minds. If they happen across the show, you're telling somebody and who happens to be of a different religious ilk, they might tune in. It's about having compassion, you know, in our spirituality for everybody. We have to, because that's just where people are at. We hope that people don't impose what they believe to tell somebody like myself, who's non-Christian, to tell me that I'm wrong. You see, so we hope things go two ways. And I don't mean to sound like there might be judgment, but I suggest that anyone who is more open-minded, compassionate, have a sense of themselves and more giving to others, it really is more in touch with their spirituality than someone who's going to say, no, you have to go to Jesus. Because I'm going to say,
that's one, yeah.
I don't do Jesus, I go to the top guy.
Yeah, it's you.
So this is where we might get into a dialogue with people that, you know, could be a little bit iffy. But it's really, we have to understand that we are a growing species. We're a changing species. And this is where I can honestly say in my boundary, I'm sorry, I can't have that conversation with you. I just think God's an alien and that's all there is to it. That usually stops the conversation. But it's people don't know that they don't know. And people will not open their minds until they have a situation that usually their back's against a wall and they have nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when people reach out to try to find that sense of spirituality and asking, you know, what's happening here and why is this happening here and who am I? And because it's so common in our westernized societies, especially, you know, it's Christianity, that is people's frame of reference. We have to just have a little compassion for that.
So as we wind up this portion of the program, you know, ponder this subject over the next few days. What is spirituality to you? How are you a spiritual person? You know, think about what it means to be spiritual. Empathy for others, empathy for the human condition, giving people an encouraging word, understanding that people are trying to do the best they can, even though they can blow it at times, get annoying, whatever. But expanding your mind and your heart also to all the questions that are out there about what happens to us once we pass, where are dead loved ones at? You know, are they enjoying a great life on the other side? Well, I personally think so. So, but what makes you spiritual? That's just a big question. And that's something that you may or may not be able to answer in a second. Ponder it. Think about it. And continue to expand your mind, your heart, by knowledge, by learning new things. It all will expand your spirituality. All right, so we got a few minutes left. Let's.
I have cards.
Yeah, so if you are listening to the live program and you would like an inner oracle card pulled, mention that in the chat room.
You know, I want to say that that's the thing about these inner oracle cards, that tunes into your spirituality.
Mm-hmm,
right
it
there?
Does.
It opens consciousness. It connects you to another part of yourself. And again, opening up another dimension. That's what, I love that dimension word. But so this is a spiritual thing to do.
We forgot to pull a theme card tonight before.
We did so.
So let's pull one.
I'm pulling one right now. You'll love this. The energy at hand is outside the norm. In the wild card, number 8, it says freedom. I don't think we have ever pulled that card before on our program.
So, but that's
freedom.
Freedom is, goes along with spirituality.
Absolutely. Freedom's a state of mind. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits, of course, of do no harm and do right. Boy, that's a really powerful message for tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's on the menu. You can do it.
So Zach says, pick me.
All right.
In the chat room. All right, Zach, I'll pick you right now. All right, I got one here for you, Zach. The law of control. Oh. It's in the Life Leadership Paragon, Respect for Free Will, number 5. You know, I don't think we've picked that one. I think there's a shift of energy here. I think we're picking some new cards. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. You know, Zach had said at the very beginning of our chat session, our show tonight, that he got married on the weekend, and congratulations, Zach.
Yes.
And his partner's father wouldn't attend. And so I think then there's some sadness about that, obviously. Well, the law of control says you can't change those people, Zach. You know, it's just they are who they are, and that's okay. Congratulations on your new life, your renewed life with your partner, and just look at your future and just enjoy yourself. Be in the love of life and never mind all that other stuff.
That's good. And I wish you both well. All right, here's something. I'm not seeing anybody else wanting one, but here's what I want to do, Dr. Hunter. Ponder those cards.
All right.
There's a card somebody needs out there that you're going to pull in just a minute.
All right. I'm going to shuffle and then fan them out.
Yep. And it could be more than one person, but I don't know why I'm feeling this. I just am. I don't usually
have all right.
this, but whatever card you pull is going to be of value to somebody, either in the live audience or in the archive. I know that's a pretty broad statement, but I'm still going to do it so it can help somebody.
Awareness, existential, number 11.
Wow. Does that go along with our topic tonight or what?
Boy, it sure does. Every human being has the responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. Geez, have we not been talking about that all evening?
Uh-huh.
This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and, of course, a positive attitude. It's really an interesting evening for pulling cards and our discussion, because it just all kind of synchronizes.
Pull two more. There are two more that need to be pulled, and then we're going to talk about the radio program.
Two. Evolution, number 18. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Very powerful statement. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort, but fear not. Personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered. And the third card is balance and order. From the Life Leadership Paragon Self-Completeness, number 8. Whew, big stuff here. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is outside of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the Life Leadership Paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect, of course, for free will.
Good cards.
Awareness, so, evolution, balance, and order.
All right, so hopefully that's good reminders to someone who needs it. We all need it, but someone in particular does. Now, let's talk about this radio program. I actually was looking at the numbers. I believe this is radio program number 193.
Oh, wow.
And several of, this is program 193. I think we did, now I've forgotten the numbers, but we did about, it must have been 30 or so video programs, too, video broadcasts. I forget the numbers. But anyway, 193 is one of them that we've done since over the past 4 or so years, 4 or 5 years. Oh, and then there's another 150 episodes I did with at Paranexus Universe several years ago. Those are archived at paranexus.org. Anyway, so this radio program is going to continue on. The Spirit of Life, it's about science and spirituality. It's about helping people grow. It's about talking about interesting things. It's about stretching, and it's going to continue. It's just not going to continue on Blog Talk Radio. We've about had it with Blog Talk Radio. There are just too many problems, too many issues that keep coming up. I've used Blog Talk Radio since, 08, 09, I think, most of that time, and there's just too many issues. Michael in the production room says, it's too bad this is our last BTR show. I've had to call in so many times because he keeps getting dropped that he knows the number by heart. So, you know, he's just making a joke there. But we're going to be finalizing the software that we're going to be using, but the program will be featured on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org, and I will put those links in the not only the email that I send out, but also on the different websites that so you'll know where to go. It's kind of like the video broadcast we used to do. We had that hosted on our website embedded. So this will be the same. There'll be a chat room. I don't know whether we're going to have the call-in feature. We may. We don't get a lot of call-ins, so we may forego it, but there are times that it'd be nice to have it. So just pay attention to the website, the email, and you'll know where to click for next week's program.
You know, with all due respect, I think we have to also acknowledge that BTR has served a great purpose for us. I think, though, in their attempts to expand and grow, there's been glitches that continue to happen, and hopefully BTR will be able to fix that for themselves. But the great thing about evolution of technology is that there's more than BTR now. So now we can move on. You know, recently, earlier this summer, you know, upgrading the websites and, you know, making some changes, and we're always looking to change. And we hope that anyone who's listening, and now even in the archives, change is sometimes really painful, but it's good. And you always have to look beyond the now to know that there's something else. Things are temporary. All things are temporary, which we've been talking about tonight. You know, reach deep in your sense of spirit. Reach out to others. Feel connected and keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, and Michael says, I got it. So, you know, that's the other thing. We've got a lot of inclusive listeners because they're having problems. That's what we're trying to do. Wish me the care of the best. And so there's a lot of different things growing and doing. So we talk about as we go on through different weeks. And so really appreciate everybody taking their time to tune in, to listen. If you like what you hear, tell others about it. Share these messages, share these nuggets that you hear on all these programs. There's some powerful stuff, you know, and if you want to know more and you're not already, that suggests physics and that's to learn all of these different things. It changes lives in a positive way. I mean, it does. That's one overriding theme I get from students. Life changes because of this. Any rate, we appreciate the time taken. Send positive energy to those people there. Take a moment and send it out. Until next week, listen, learn, grow, live, and thanks so much for helping us out. See everyone.
Good night.